Okay, we start at the bottom of Yud Amud Bet, but the two dots. So if it's not Hotam, this is a Mishnah that we're going to get to and pay Aleph Amud Bet, take us some time to get there. But right now the Gemara is discussing a portion of this Mishnah, which is Yishayahu Akiva Omer, Kol Damim Shenichnasu Dehichal Dechaper Psulim. Any dam that's brought from any korban into the Lifnei Lifnim or into Lifnim, meaning into the Kodesh or Kodesh Kodoshim, then that blood is, that behemah, that korban becomes pasul. Now the pasuk says, "V'chol chatat asher yuva midama el ol moed." Any chatat that has its blood taken into the ol moed meaning the kodesh and the kodesh hakodashim, unless it's a chatat of pnimiot. Aside from those chataot, like Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, Par Kohen Mashiach, Par Yom Kippurim, Seir Yom Kippurim, they go inside. If they're brought in there, they're psulot. So that is true by chataot, because it says, the pasuk is written by chatat. Rabbi Yekiva extends that to any korban that is michaper. V'chamim amim chatat bilvat. V'chamim read the pasuk literally and say that it applies to a chatat and nothing else. Rabbi Eliezer omer afa asham. So this is why Argumar is bringing the Mishnah from later on. It's because Rabbi Eliezer over here says just like the asham. And Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah says that chatat and asham have the same din when it comes to lo lishmo. So Mishnema ke chatat ke asham. The chatat and asham have the same din. So the same way that Rabbi Eliezer says in our Mishnah that someone who does a chatat lo lishmo is psula, so too someone who does an asham shlo lishmo is pasul. So too over there, and that din by bringing the dam lifnim, he says just like chatat whose dam is brought lifnim is psula, so too an asham whose dam is brought lifnim is pasul. So Bishloma, Rabbi Lezer, Kedamar Taimo. Rabbi Lezer's reasoning, we understand. He says, Kechatat, Keasham. He says, the Chatat and Hashem have the same din. Hello, the Rabbonon, my Taimo. What's the reason behind the Rabbonon that it only applied to a Chatat? Right, it should be pretty simple because the Pasuk speaks about Chatat, right? So, why don't they accept the Limud? Exactly. Right. It's understandable why they would say Chatat, but why don't they accept Kechatat, Keasham as a Limud to extend it also to Hashem? So they say, because Amar Rabba, Hashem nechnas damo lifnim, pasul lo nimset. You can't say that. We can't say what Rabbi Lezer says. Why? Because it's a kavachomer. Mart kavachomer elola. Ma'ola shi kaliol nechnas damo lifnim ekshera. Even you, Rabbi Lezer, agree that if you take an ola lifnim, that it is kshera. Hashem she'ino kaliol lo kol shukain. Then an Hashem who does not go with the entirety of the karbon is not given to the Mizbeach, to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then certainly that if its blood goes in, it shouldn't be a problem. Gemara says, Malulash, Kena Mechaperet. What about an Olah has a Kula on its side, that maybe that's why it's not problematic, because it's Eina Mechaperet. It doesn't bring any Kapara. So Gemara says, Minchat Chute Tochiach. Because then we have Minchat Chute. Because Minchat Chute is a Chatat, it's something that is Mechaper, and it's not subject to this rule because there is no damim. There is no damim by minchat chotah. So there's nothing to speak about in terms of bringing it lifnim. And therefore now I have a minchat chotah, which is kapara. I have an olah, which is kalil. And the two of them together show me that you can't or you don't have to worry about something that's brought lifnim except for a chatat. It says, v'leima chatat of tochiach. Why don't they use chatat of as the other side here? Because chatat of also, if it's dama as rabbi fnim, it's okay. And it's also chatat. Where it says, chatat of bayid rabbi avinhi. Wait a minute. That chatat of, why are you so certain that if the dam chatat of is brought bifnim, that it's not psula? That is the question of Rabbi Avin. Further on, it's going to be later on in our Masechta. We're not dealing with it now. But the Gemara says, I can't bring a proof from that because that's a question that Rabbi Avin asked himself. Elif roch. So let's say that there is a common denominator between an Ola and a Minchat Choteh. Mala Minchat Choteh, Shekein Eina Min Zevach. There's not a Zevach, so what does that prove? The reason it doesn't have a problem is because it doesn't even enter into the issue. There's no dam to talk about. So Ola Tochiach, then you have Ola to prove it. Bechazer Adin, Lo Reizek, Lo Reizeh, Lo Reizek, Lo Reizeh, Atzad HaShaveh Sheben, the common denominator them is him, Kodshei Kodoshim. And Minchat Chote is Kodshei Om Menachot, but the Minchat Chote is a Kodshei Kodoshim, and an Ola is a Kodshei Kodoshim, and V'nichnas Lifnim Ksherim. If they're taken inside the Eichal, no problem. Af Ani Aviyah Hashem Shu Kodesh Kodoshim, V'nichnas Lifnim Shevi Kasher. So I can't learn this Kechatat Kehashem to equate the two. So Amar Lei Rava Mi Barnish Le Ravashi Velifroch Malatzad Shev Shebein. There is a common denominator between Olai and Minchat Koteh. Shekin in the hand Kitzva. They have no budget. No budget meaning they have no limit about the money that they can be brought with. You can bring a Mincha of any cost, and you can bring an Olah of any cost. Tomar Basham Sheish Lo Kitzva. And in Hashem, the Torah lays out is Shnei Kesef Shkalim. A minimum requirement of Shtei Shkalim that has to be brought from. So maybe that's a Chumrah that would say that it has a different din. Elahainu Tamayu Dirabbanon. This is the reasoning behind the Rabbanon. Damakra. Dama Shel Zu, Lo Dama Shel Acher. The Miut is that the Pasuk reads, V'chol Chatat Asher Yivu Dama. Elo Moed. So Dama is an exclusionary term, that its Dam is problematic, but no other Dam is problematic. Vidach. That's a pretty strong case. What's Rabbi Lezer going to do with this Dama? Dama does say possessive form, that the Dam Shalah, only the Dam of the Chatat would be problematic, not something else. It says Dama Velo Besara. He uses that as a limud to teach you that the Dama, yes, it is exclusionary, but it doesn't come to exclude other Damim, but rather the Besara. The problem is only when the Dam of the Chatat enters into the Cheichal, but if the Basar of the Chatat goes in, that will not be posel. So what a V'idoch? What about the Rabbonon? So now they have two things they need to learn out of this. Dam, Dama. They learn out Dam, Dama, which is that the word could have been Dam. They could have written Dam, and instead wrote Dama. V'idach, Dam, Dama lo dorish. Another one, he doesn't darish Dam v'dama, because, truthfully, once the pasuk is going to write it, it's going to say, Asher yuva el omoed. You could have written, M'chol chatat, Asher yuva el omoed, and leave out the word Dam entirely. But once it's going to put in the word Dam, it's going to use Dama, because we're talking about a chatat. A chatat, which is the female form. If you're going to speak about the Dam of the chatat, you're not going to write B'chol. Right, Dam, V'chol, Chatat, Dam, Chatat, Asher Yuva, Moed, you're going to say Dama, because Chatat is female conjugation. So that means that I'm not going to dash in Dam, Dama, as opposed to the others that are Dam, Dama. So either we learn out from Dam, we either learn from Dama, it comes to be exclusionary to exclude Basar, or Basara, or we say, no, that the Dama comes to teach me two things. One is that Dama velo Dama Cher, and a Dama velo Bisara. Now the Gemara says, Bishlolo l'rabonon d'amre asham sheshachto l'shlo shmo kasher, haino d'itkish mincha l'chatat, mincha l'asham. So I understand, according to the Rabbanon, that there's a differentiation between a chatat and asham that a mincha has, or is compared to a chatat and asham. D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodesh Kodoshim hi ke chatat v'cha asham. When it comes to mincha, it's Kodesh Kodoshim, which is omenachot, and it's kechatat, and like an asham. Why is the Torah called mincha both a chatat and asham? Why isn't it sufficient to tell us it's one or the other? Mincha choteh arihi kechatat. That's because there are different types of menachot. You have a mincha, which is brought minchat choteh. For instance, in a korban olevi or reid, the lowest form is a minchat choteh. So in that instance, arihi kechatat has a din lechatat. V'fikach kamtsa shelo lishma. If he takes off a komets shelo lishma, psula. On the other hand, minchat nedava, if it's a voluntary mincha, something that he brings as a matana to a kodesh baruch hu, arihi ke'asham. V'chol kamsa shelo lishma, k'shera. In that case, no problem. It's not a problem. Lo lishmo. So the differentiation, the comparison of a mincha to kechatat and asham is that there is different types of minachot. There are minachot that look like a chatat, and the minachot that look like an asham. But that assumes that chatat and asham have different dinim. What's the difference between them? A chatat shelo lishma is psula. Asham shelo lishmo is kasher. So that would make sense according to the Rabbanon. But according to Rabbi Elezer, according to Rabbi Elezer, there's no differentiation between chatat and asham. Then why would you compare a mincha to a chatat and to an asham? It's the same din. Chatat and asham have the same din. So now what's interesting, just for knowledge sake, because it's going to come up a number of times. And Masech, the Rashi points out here that the four avodot that we've been discussing with regards to a zavach, when you bring a korban, which are shchita, the kabbalat adam, holachat adam, and zrikat adam, there is a parallel in a mincha. We line up four avodot in the mincha. So the shchita by zavach is equivalent to the kmitza by a mincha. Kmitza is the removal of the portion that is going to go on the mizbeach. portion of the mincha along with the levona, if it's not a minchat choteh, if it's a minchat choteh, then there's no levona in it, get taken off, the levona get put on the mizbeach. That kmitza is considered like shchita. Then, you have to, with that kmitza, you have to take it, and either, it's machlokas, which we're going to get to in 1 second, is either place it into a kli sharet, or receive it in your hand, take it into your hand. One of those two, whichever one you use, is considered the equivalent of the kabbalat ha-dam. So that's the kmitza being placed in the kli sharet or in your hand. Then there's holacha, which is equivalent in both, holacha lemizbeach, which is holachat ha-dam or holachat ha-kmitza lemizbeach. And then there's zrikat ha-dam lemizbeach or haktarat ha-kmitza lemizbeach, which are equivalent. So those are the four avodot when it comes to a mincha that are equivalent to the four avodot that we find by a zvicha. So now, the Gemara says, well, that's why we had over here, I'm sorry, let me just, as background, when we had Kechatat Kasham, the Gemara says, well, if you want to compare it to a Zavach, so a Zavach that Shechted Shlo Lishmo, there's a difference between Chatat and Hashem. So too by Mincha, the Kmitza, which is equivalent to the Shechita, you'll have that difference too. Now, Rabbi Lezer, who doesn't have that difference, what is he going to do? Rabbi Lezer, my Yochata, Irkesh Mincha Lechatat, Mincha Lehashem, the Chidach to Rabbi Shimon, he learns like the other, Yid Rashim the Tznan, Rabbi Mishnor, Shlo Bikli Sharet Psula. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, a knitza that is not placed into a kli sharet is psula. Rabbi Shimon says that it's okay. V'am Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Chiya, my time with Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that you don't require kli sharet? Why don't you require some sort of kabbalat adam? By kabbalat adam, you have to do it into a kli. So also over here, why don't you have to put the knitza into a kli sharet? So I'm a kra, kodesh kodoshimi kechatat v'chasham. Baal ovda b'yad, ovda b'yamin kechatat. Bikli, ovda b'smol, kiasham. Now, just one other piece of knowledge that you need, which is that Rabbi Shimon believes that avoda b'tzad smol is not problematic in the mikdash. It goes for anything, except for a chatat. And that comes to a machloket that we're going to get to later on in the parasheni, which is that there's a machloket about what determines whether you need right or not. So we learned it out from Mitzora. By Mitzora, it says that you have to have yamin. Now, in Mitzora, there are two terms that are used by Mitzora. One is etzba, which could be the source, or the other one, and the other term is kohen. So the machloket between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim is which of those two is determinant, or maybe both. So the Chachamim say that one of the two is enough, kohen or etzba is enough. If you have either of those, then you require yamin. So by all the karbanot, you have a din of kohen. So since all karbanot have a din of kohen, they all have to be done by yamin. Rabbi Shimon says no, only a korban that has both etzba and kohen in it will require yamin. There's only one korban that has that, and that is the korban chatat. Only a korban chatat is a requirement of netina dam ayudei etzba. All the other karbanot have a zrikat dam from the kli. The kli itself sprinkles the dam, not the etzba. So if you do that, Rabbi Shimon says the only thing that requires yamin is chatat. So now if I say kechatat kasham, I have a difference. Kechatat means that I require yamin, and I would require etzba, right? That's fine. Or if I say asham, asham means I can even use smol. So now that's what the Gemara says. It brings down what's the reason behind Rabbi Shimon? Because kodesh kodeshim hi kechatat v'asham. Bal ovda biyad, ovda biyamin. Right. If you're going to learn like a chatat, if you're going to use a chatat, min a mincha like a chatat, and you want to do it by hand, you don't want to use a klisheri, fine. But then you're going to require yamin. Because the only avoda that's not the mikdash be'etzba in a four avodot is that of the chatat. So if we're going to follow the chatat, then I got to be yamin. On the other hand, I have the option to do kasham. Like in every other car, but every other carbon is zrikat shtayim shein arba, zrikat achat, keneged ha-yisod, all of those are done by shvicha, or done through the kli sharet, and the dam is thrown towards the mizbeach, but not through a finger. So if that's the case, you want to do a mincha like a kli sharet, well, all the other karbanot don't have a requirement of yamin. There is no, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no requirement of yamin. And then you can even do it in kli sharet, and even bismol. You can even do it with your left hand. So that's what Rabbi Elezer is going to use the limud of kachata tkasham for the other Rabbi Shimon, for this din in Rabbi Shimon. Shemar says, Rabbi Shimon, hi, krav, mapiklei lahachi, o mapiklei lahachi. Wait a minute, Rabbi Shimon has two, you have two statements where Rabbi Shimon, one in bright, the one in a Mishnah. And in both cases, Rabbi Shimon's using the same pasuk for his din. I can tell you a pasuk about lishmo and lo lishmo. And he's using the same pasuk to teach you about etzba, yamin, and klishare, pismo. Shemar says, ikar krav, kad Rabbi Yehuda b'rabdi rabchia, hu da'ato. The main purpose of the pasuk is like the second limud, the limud from the Mishnah. Minchat Chotet, the Psula, Shlo Lishma. So what about the fact that Minchat Chotet, Shlo Lishma is Psula? That's from the first limud in the Braita. If you're saying that that's not his Iker limud, then where does he get it from? Taima Achrinahu, that's a different reason. Chatat Taima Mai, what's the reason that a Chatat is Psula, Shlo Lishma? B'tichtim Bahi. Because they have a miot by chatat. Minchat chote. Now make it tell you bahi. Minchat chote has that same miot that comes or is associated with it. And therefore, since you have both of these, both of them have this miot, that will exclude them from being lishmo. Ola Rabbanon, the Mahi Hilchoto Itkish, Asham lechatat. According to Rabbanon, so what do they say? Lomacham, a chatat tuna smicha. Asham tuna smicha. So they come to teach you, just like a chatat requires smicha, so too, there's a hekesh too. Asham, to teach you, chatat, ka asham. The chatat and asham, that parallel comes to teach us the din that asham also requires smicha, a chatat. So the Rabbanon that we're speaking about over here, the Rabbanon of our Mishnah, that there is no chatat ke asham, there's no equivalence or equation between them, then why does the Torah bring them together? And that's to teach you that a chatat has a din of smicha, and that is passed along to the asham as well. And now the Gemara makes a statement. This next Gemara is a little difficult. Right? There's actually a machloket, Rashi and Tosfot. We'll see in a second about how to read this first couple of lines here. But we'll try to do it slowly so we can go through the logic and see what they say. Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef ben Choni, who is in our Mishnah, Vi Rabbi Eliezer Amru Davar Echad. And Rabbi Eliezer have the same opinion. And who is Yosef ben Choni? Yosef ben Choni in our Mishnah said that it's actually a bi-directional problem. That we say in our Mishnah, the Tanna Kamma says in our Mishnah, that something, a chatat, or a pesach bizmano, that is sheshechted shlo lishmo, psulin. There's nothing to talk about. Now, Rabbi Yosef ben Choni adds on the other direction, which means any other korban that is shechted the same chatat, or any other korban that is shechted the same pesach bizmano, so, the problematic. So that's Yosef ben Choni's addition. Along comes Rabbah and says, Rabbi Eliezer is of the same opinion. Rabbi Eliezer believes also other karbanot that are shechted the shame Pesach Vizmano, or the shame Chatat Pasul. Now there's a statement by Rabbah. The statement by Rabbah is unclear what's Rabbah doing. Rashi reads, Rabbah's arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbah Amar, Bechirim Lashem Chatat Plige. That they don't agree. Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Yosef ben Choni when it comes to Pesach Bizmano. Pesach Bizmano, if you shech another carbon for a Pesach Bizmano, Pasul, yes, you're right. But Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with Yosef ben Choni when it comes to Chatat. By Chatat, Rabbi Eliezer will believe only a Chatat, Shalom Lishmo, is problematic, but any other behemoth, the Shem Chatat, is not a problem. So they'll argue. So according to Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbah argue about how far Rabbi Eliezer goes to agree with Rabbi Yosef ben Choni. According to Rabbi, he only agrees by Pesach Bizmano. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he agrees in both cases. Both in the case of Pesach Bizmano and Chatat. Another korban that is shechted for either of those items will be Pasul. The Rabbeinu Tam, it's actually a Tosus on the next Talmud, the Rabbeinu Tam had found some Sfarim Yishanim, his older Sfarim, and in there the Girsa was different. Rabbeinu Tam, B'sefer Yishan B'reisha, Shmaita, Rabba Amar B'Chayrim L'Shem Chatat U'matza U'B'Achayrim, B'Vav. V'Rabba Lo Ba Elo L'Fareish Divir Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Atzmo Maskim L'Dat Rabba. So Rabba is really coming to qualify the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Yosef ben Choni. When Rabbi Yochanan said that, Rabba says Rabbi Yochanan meant only B'Pesach Bizmano and not by a Chatat. And not that he's arguing on Rabbi Yochanan, but rather he's telling you what Rabbi Yochanan meant. So going to the Rabbeinu Tam again, there's one day out here. That's the day of Rabbi Yochanan explained by Rabbah. According to Rashi, there are actually two days out here. There's the day of Rabbi Yochanan, and it says that they Eliezer agrees in both instances, and there's the day of Rabbah, who says that he only agrees in the instance of Pesach Vizmano. And now, what's the logic? Titania, Rabbah Breita, Pesach Sheiv Rashnato, Pesach that already went for a full year, it passed the whole year, Veshachato Bizmano Lishmo. And now he comes on Pesach itself. It's over a year old, so it's pasul to be a korban Pesach because it's too old to be a korban Pesach. Yet on that day, he shechs it lishmo. Ben Arba'im, he shechs it lishmo. V'chein ha-shochet acharim l'shem Pesach. Someone who shechs other korbanot l'shem Pesach, bizmano. Rabbi Eliezer, posel. Eliezer says pasul. Rabbi Shua, makshir. Rabbi Shua says they're okay. So now Rabbi Eliezer is posel. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer believes that if you shecht another korban, the Shem Pesach Bizmano, pasul. So that's like Yosef ben Choni in our Mishnah. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, I'll prove to you that it should be a kasher here. Why? Im bishar yomot hashana. Any other time of the year when you don't have Pesach Bizmano, she'enu kasher lishmo. If you were to bring a Pesach Lishmo any other time of the year, pasul. Whereas, Acherim Kasherim Lishmo. On the other hand, if you bring any other Korban Lishem Pesach, it'd be Kasher, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer and Yosef Bechoni in our Mishnah say the only time that Acherim Lishem Pesach are problematic is Pesach Bizmano. But any other time of the year, if you bring a Korban Lishem Pesach, fine. If you bring a Pesach Lishem Pesach, problematic. So now here's my Kal Vachomer. So Bizmano, Shehu Kasher Lishmo, Bizmano, where the Pesach itself is kosher lishmo, al chas kama kama enu din sheyichshru acherim lishmo, then certainly acherim should be kosher lishmo, because the rest of the year that any other korban is kosher lishmo, then certainly on Pesach, where the Pesach itself is kosher lishmo, they should be also lishmo, should be fine. So my lo Rabbi Eliezer, ochlif derim. You like that type of chal v'chomer? I'll give you another. You take that same logic and you're going to end up in a bad place. And why is that? Because umayim b'shar yimot ha'shana she'enu kasher lishmo, a Pesach shar yimot ha'shana is not kasher lishmo, kasher hu l'shem acherim, it's kasher to bring us a shlamim, shlo lishmo. In a Pesach lishmo the rest of the year, pasul. Pesach shlo lishmo the rest of the year, kasher becomes a shlamim. So now what are you going to say? B'zamo she'hu kasher lishmo, enu din she'yukhshar l'shem acherim? Wait, oh, so on Erev Pesach, where Pesach lishmo works, so then also lo lishmo it'll work also? What are you talking about? What type of logic is that? That's back. Backwards, based on that, you're going to have Pesach bar barser shlo lishmo, which is kasher. And we know that you don't eat. But that's what you're trying to say. That type of chomer chomer. So Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer continues. He says, well, let me tell you what I think. Hukshu acherim b'shar yimot ha'shana lishmo. That acherim b'shar yimot ha'shana lishmo, l'shem Pesach or kasher. Shkein hu kasher l'shem acherim. Because it's a two-way street. A Pesach shalom lishmo the rest of the year, kasher. So other karbanot that are kasher the shem Pesach, or done the shem Pesach, they'll also be kasherim. V'yukshu acherim bizmano lishmo, shkenu pasul the shem acherim. So wait a minute. So now when we come, let's use the same equation when it comes to Yudalit. On Yudalit, a Pesach that is done the shem acherim, pasul. Acherim the shem Pesach, kasher. If you draw this equation where it has to be a two-way street, that means that if the rest of the year, Pesach L'Shem Acherim is Kasher, so Acherim L'Shem Pesach are also Kasherim. So I come to you, Dalet, that means on you, Dalet, Pesach L'Shem Acherim, Pasul. So then Acherim L'Shem Pesach will also be Pasul. So that's the logic that Rabbi Elazar is saying. Don the Kal V'chomer that way. There's an equation. So I'm below Rabbi Yeshua, I'm Cain, Orata Koach Pesach, Benatata Koach Bishlamim. Wait a minute, if you do that, you've made a Pesach have a kula more than a shlamim. A shlamim then turns out to be more chamor than a Pesach. That's unbelievable, because where is the din of lo lishma written? The din la'akev of lo lishma is written by the Pesach itself. So if that's where the din's written, how could it be that now you turn out that a shlamim will be more chamor than a Pesach? Because at this point in time, the Pesach that is done lishmo on Pesach itself is kasher. Pesach that is done shelo lishmo the rest of the year, kasher. Shlamim that is done l'shem Pesach the rest of the year, fine. Shlamim that are done on Erev Pesach bizmano, pasul. So that means,
if it's done
l'shem shlamim, it's fine. L'shem Pesach, it's pasul, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it turns out the shlamim is more chamor than a Pesach. Pesach all year round, shelo lishmo, fine. Pesach bizmano, lishmo, fine. Shlamim, rest of the year, shlo lishmo, l'shem Pesach, fine. Shlamim, l'shem Pesach, on Erev Pesach, pasul. That means that Pesach, which has the din of lo lishmo, turns out to be more mekil than the din of shlamim, that doesn't even have the din by it. So it doesn't make any sense. That logic doesn't work. So at this point in time, Rashi says, this is where we know the din of Rabbi Eliezer. The din of Rabbi Eliezer, we saw, is clearly that something that sheikh the shame Pesach is pasul. Now, the way Rashi learns now is, Michaecha daik Rabbi Yochanan the Milte, Vamar, Tachi heki de pasul Rabbi Eliezer b'acherim l'shem Pesach, pasul acherim l'shem chatat. That time of the Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Eliezer in this part of the Gemara? The time of Rabbi Eliezer in this time of Meshum tohu pasul l'shem acherim, that the reason that a korban l'shem Pesach is pasul is because a Pesach l'shem korban acher is pasul. You have that two-way street. So by chatat you have the same thing. A chatat l'shem acherim is pasul. So therefore, echarim l'shem chatat should also be pasul. According, if you extend the logic of Rabbi Eliezer to chatat, the same thing will apply. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Eliezer agrees entirely to Yossi ben Choni. That's Shitat Rabbi Yochanan. So then along comes now, Rabbi Elazar got, Rabbi Yeshua asked him a strong question. So now Rabbi Elazar has done a new Kal V'Chomer. So according to Tosafot, the new Kal V'Chomer is the reasoning behind both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbah. According to Rashi, the new Kal V'Chomer is only the reasoning for Rabbah. Rabbi Yochanan already got his reasoning here from Rabbi Elazar's din. Rabbi Elazar's din that says there's an equation that if you can't be done l'shem Achirim, then Achirim can't be l'shem you. So if that's the case, that works with Pesach Bizmano and Chatat all year round. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds his din. According to Tosus, it says, no, you have another bright to Rabbi Eliezer's Choser over here. If Eliezer's Choser, then how can you say Rabbi Yochanan's sources from the first din of Rabbi Eliezer? Rashi says, no, that's Rabbi Yochanan's din. That's why Rabbah came to argue on him. He says, no, Rabbi Eliezer's Choser. So that's the next din of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, v'danu din acher. I'll give you another Kal V'Chomer. Matzina b'motor Pesach b'shlamim. A leftover Pesach is brought to Shlamim. Vein mater Shlamim, but Pesach, on the other hand, a Pesach can't be brought, Shlamim cannot be brought as a Pesach. Uma Pesach shemotro b'Shlamim. A Pesach, whose leftovers become Shlamim, shachto b'zmano l'shum Shlamim. A Pesach, b'zmano, if he shechs l'shem Shlamim, pasul. Shlamim she'ein mutaran ba'Pesach. Shlamim that a leftover cannot be brought as a Pesach. Im shachtam l'shem Pesach b'zmano enu din she'epsulim. Then certainly it should be pasul at that time. You have a chumra by Shlamim. The chumra by Shlamim is that leftover Shlamim do not become a Pesach. You have a kula by Pesach, which is that a Pesach, a leftover Pesach, does become a Shlamim. So if that's the case, you have Pesach bizmano. Pesach bizmano is kasher only l'shem atzmo, not l'shem acherim. The Shlamim, certainly, if you're going to do them, l'shem Pesach is going to be problematic because they have that chumra that a motor Shlamim is not a Pesach. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua responds to him and says, Matzino motar chatat ba'ula. Leftover chatat, if you took either of your mafish chatat and you had leftover monies for it, or a chatat that was nifresh lachrayut, ba'ula. The leftover monies are brought to olat nidava. Vein motar olat ba'chatat. Any leftover money from an olat, that's not brought as a chatat. So now what are you going to say? Ma chatat shemutra ba'ula shachto l'shem olat psula. So yeah, you have the leftover monies brought in olat. And if you shachto l'shem olat psula, Ola shein motra b'chatat. Ola whose leftovers are not part of chatat. Shakto l'shem chatat. Enu din shei psula. That's going to be pasul. We know that's not true. We know that a ola that's brought l'shem chatat is not problematic. Samalo Rabbi Eliezer lo. Im amart b'chatat shein kshera lishma kol hashana kula. Wait a minute. Chatat's different. Chatat is kasher lishma all year round. Tomorrow b'pesach sheinu kasher lishmo elu bizmano. It's like kasher lishmo in that zman. Hol v'hu pasul lishmo dinu shifsilu acharim lishmo. Pesach is a very unique case. It has that very narrow window when it's kasher lishmo. The rest of the year, it's kasher shelo lishmo. So its din is unique in that spot of time. Whereas the chatat is all year round, lishmo is, okay, shelo lishmo is pasul. So over there, we're not going to extend that to an olah. So now, based on the second limud, or the second lashon of Rabbi Eliezer, it's clear that Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Yeshua by chatat. Because he could have answered, if he really believed Acharim L'Shem Chatat is Psula, then he should have answered Rabbi Yeshua in Ochanami. Rabbi Yeshua says, oh, just like a Pesach, something that's done L'Shem Pesach is problematic, then he should say the same thing. An Olah L'Shem Chatat is also problematic. So Rabbi Eliezer really held that. He should say, in Ochanami, you're right, that a Olah L'Shem Chatat will be problematic. The fact that he doesn't say that shows you that Rabbi Eliezer only believes by something else L'Shem Pesach is Bizmano is problematic, but something else L'Shem Chatat is not problematic. So according to Rashi, this is the limud of Rabbah. According to Tosafot, according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is the limud for both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbah, and that's why Rabbah explained Rabbi Yochanan in this way. Right now, it says, we have Shimon Achi Azariah. Shimon Achi Azariah in the Mishnah had an interesting opinion, which is that if an animal is Shechta L'Shem Gavoa Mimenu, if it's an upgrade, the shame lo lishmo, which was an upgrade, then it's fine. Lo lishmo, a downgrade, that is pasul. So Rabbi wants to know, what's the reasoning? So what's the reason by this? Rav Ashi matni mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Achabrei de Rovo matni mishmei de Rabbi Yanai. My time of the Shimon Achi Azariah. What's the reason of Shimon Achi Azariah? Dama Kroa, the Pasuk says, V'lo chalulu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael, ashed ashirimu la'ashem. B'murah mehem ein mitchalulim. B'namuch mehem mitchalulim. When is it lo yichalulu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael? When are they not mechulal? When they are yarimu la'ashem. If you elevate them. If you elevate the Korban, lo yichalulu, they're not chalul. If you downgrade it, then it is chalul. Mar says, v'hal ha'chi u'da'ato. That's what we use that pasuk for. V'ami boy le'lik de Shmuel. We not need that pasuk to teach us the din of Shmuel, which is Shmuel Amar, Shmuel minayin ochel et tebel she'ei b'mita. What's the din of someone who consumes Truma? Truma, which only a Kohen is allowed to consume. If a zar is ochel chuma, the chiyuv is mita bidei shamayim. Now what about tevel? Tevel is something whose trumot, masrot, have not been separated from it. So if you have truma that's inside of tevel, what's the din of tevel? So Shmuel comes along and says that tevel has the same din as anything that it's tevel for. If it's tevel for truma, that means it has the same din as the truma, and it'll be mita. That's what he says. Achal minayin ochel tevel shu b'mita. Shenemar, how does he know that from? It says from our pasuk, which happens to be talking about truma. V'lo yichalolo et kodshei b'nei Yisrael t'asher yarimu l'Hashem be'atidim l'troma katud nidaber. It's talking about something that will eventually be taken off. So asher yarimu tells me something that in the future will have truma removed from it is problematic. What's that? That's tevel. But that will have truma taken off in the future. So Mar says, im kein lichtov kra asher hurmu. May asher yarimu shma minah tarte. Can learn how both dinim, because the pasuk could have said asher humu lo yichalulu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael asher humu l'Hashem, that those things that will have it removed may asher yarimu. So that teaches us two things. Since it changed the lashon, it could have said muram, and it says yarimu. That teaches us both dinim. One is that tevel for truma is problematic, and you have chayav mitah if you consume it. And number two is that if you elevate an animal lishmo kasher, if you downgrade it, pasul. So if you read it bimuram lashem, if something was taken off lashem, then it's fine. If it's not taken off, then it's problematic. What's problematic? That's tevel that doesn't have truma removed from it. And then asher yarimu comes to mention the additional din of that by the korbanot. By Rabbi Zera, with the din of Shimon Achayazaria, when he says that when you upgrade its kasher and you downgrade its pasul, what does he mean? Does he mean you upgrade kasher ve'im ratzim? He says it's kasher, but it's not oleh l'chuvat abalim. V'chi palig b'chad palig. It only disagrees with the Tanakhama in terms of downgrades. Downgrades, the Tanakhama says, kasher ve'en oleh l'chuvat abalim. On the other hand, he says, upgrade, he agrees with him. That it's kasher ve'en oleh l'chuvat abalim. Oh, dimak sherim umiritzim. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Achaya Azariah says, when you upgrade, not only is it kasher, but it's Allah l'chuvat abalim. It destroys the obligation of the owner. So then he'd be arguing on two things. One is if it's a downgrade pasul, the Tanakhama says kasher, but ain't all the chovat balim. And upgrade, he disagrees, because the upgrade, the Tanakhama says kasher, but ain't umiratzeh. Rav Shimon will say kasher, umiratzeh. So that's, is there two or one machlokas here? So let's learn it out from the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Seifa of the Mishnah, they give examples of upgrades and downgrades. What's the case, the final case of a downgrade? A b'chor v'maser sheshachtam l'shem shalamim. B'chor v'maser, they were upgraded to a shalamim kasher. Shalamim sheshachtam l'shem b'chor or l'shem maser. Shalamim that was downgraded to a b'chor v'maser, psulim. V'isal kadat chok shirim umratzim. So if you're talking about that kasher means kasher umratzeh, b'chor bar ritzuyu? A b'chor, you check the shalamim l'shem b'chor. B'chor is not part of the korban that needs ritzuy. Elok shirim ve'im ratzim, must be. Udemi seifak shirim ve'im ratzim, reisha namik shirim ve'im ratzim. If the last case, which was the upgrade and downgrade with regards to the shlamim and a b'chor v'maser, prior to that in the Mishnah discussed the case of kodshei kodoshim, l'shem kodshim kalim. So that means that the previous case that was talking about upgrade and downgrade also have the same din of shirim ve'lo miratzim. So Gemara says, wait a minute, why do you have to say that? Midiria. What are you talking about? Why do you have to say that? Say it like what Shaul just said here. Depends on the case here. Hakadita v'hakadita. The word kasher will be meaningful in each case. By the case of b'chor, where it's not applicable, to mean kasher v'imiratzim. Case by kodshei kolim that are upgraded to kodshei kodashim, kasher will mean kasher umiratzim. It's in context. Wherever the context is, it'll be meaningful. You can't prove anything from b'chor. B'chor is just not shayach to ritzui. So the kasher there has to mean kasher v'imiratzim because there is no ritzui. But that doesn't mean in the other case you have to say the same thing. So what is our Mishnah teaching us? Then why do you need the second case in our Mishnah? The Mishnah brings Kochi Kalim and Kochi Kadashim, and it gives you back and forth there and teaches you upgrade yes, downgrade no. Then why does the Gemara bring a second example of Shlamim downgraded and Bechor Maser upgraded? What do you need that for? We already know that from the first case in the Mishnah. Gemara says, Gemara Shlaman, Govoa ben Amuch, and it's telling us higher and lower. The Gemara says, Tanina. We already know that. Ketzad, kodshei kodashim sheshachtam l'shem kodashim kalim. So madu teima, that din of upgrade and downgrade is only kodshei kodashim v'kodashim kalim. Hu de'ika gvo v'namuch. Aval kodashim v'kalim, lo. Within kodashim kalim, where you have upgrades and downgrades, that won't be a difference. It's only between big categories. In kodshei kodashim v'kodashim kalim, do you have that difference? But within kodashim kalim, when you differentiate between shlamim and b'chor maser, that won't be an upgrade or a downgrade. Where it says, anami tanina. That's a Mishnah coming up at the end of our Masechta. We have an explicit Mishnah. When it's talking about the hierarchy of Karbanot, there it tells us, Shomim Kodmim, that Shlamim go before et habachor mipnei she'en tu'unim matan arba. That Shlamim requires shtaim shein arba, usmicha, unisachim, utnufah chaseh b'shok, which is not true by Bechor. Bechor describes matan achat, the connected yisod, and none of these other things. Ha'ikar, ha'yagura, nesba. Our Mishnah is the Ikar Din. Our Mishnah thing is the Ikar Din that there is such thing as an upgrade and a downgrade when it comes to Shlamim and Bechor v'maser. So why does the Mishnah later on in the Masechta bring it up again? That's because it's teaching about hierarchy. So it's going through all the Karbanot. It includes these Karbanot along with it. It throws it in and says, let's do the whole thing. Not just end before Shlamim and say, oh, we did that in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta. So it lays out everything over there. Right, this is now an interesting Mishnah. It says, a Pesach, sheshachto shacharit ba'arbaser, shelo lishmo. The morning of the 14th, a person brings a Pesach, before the Zman, before the Zman, we'll see that's not so true, but before the Zman of Pesach, that's shelo lishmo, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, like you were saying. That's lifnei Zmano, shelo lishmo, Pesach is kasher. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Ki'ilu nishchat b'tashlosha, sorry, it's no different. Morning of the 14th is no different than the 13th, which is what you were saying. Ben b'teira posel. The Matera says, no, Pasul, why? Ki'ilu nishchat ben arabayim. It's as if it was shechted in the afternoon of Pesach. So once it's shechted in the afternoon of Pesach, we know that a Pesach, shelo lishmo, bizmano, is problematic. Amar Shimon ben Azai, mekubal ani mipi shivim mushnaim zokein, biyom shoshivu et, it has to be Rabbi Lazar, ber Nazariya bishiva. This is the story in the Gemara, both in the Gemara in Brachot, as well as in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where they had to change over the Nasi. And then they decided to give the Nesiyot to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. So when they gave it that day, they opened up the Beit Midrash. But until that point in time, Rabbi Gamliel would only let people into the Beit Midrash with Tocham Kiboram, that they were only true Talmidei Chachamim. And on that day, when they let everybody in, then they had what we call Masechet Idiot. Masechet Idiot is when all the Talmidei Chachamim got together, they were able to bring together a lot of testimony about what happened. They were able to marbe all the Torah because everybody was there. So now there, on that day, they say he would testify on that day, which is v'shivak shekol zvachim anechalim, any zevach that is consumed shenizbechu shelo lishman ksherim eno lo levalim mishum chava chutz. What are the exceptions? Pesach u'min hachatat. So the Pesach hachatat, exactly like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah says that all karbanot shelo lishman ksherim except for chatat kol hashana and Pesach v'zmanon. Shimon ben Azai brings a testimony to that effect here. Agmar says, but there's one difference between Shimon Azai and the Tanakhama and the Chachamim. Why? Because listen to Shimon ben Azai's statement. He says, Kol Zvachim HaNechalim, that are eaten. The Tanakhama didn't make such a distinction. What's the only Karban that'll make a difference that's not eaten? There's the one Karban that's not eaten. That's an Ola. So according to this, so that's what Gemara's, the Mishnah continues. Ve'ein v'lo husip ben Azai la ha'ola. That an Ola is problematic. Shelo lishmo. The Chachamim didn't agree to him, even though it was done on that day, an idiot, in general, the din is, or the loch is like that, which all those idiot that are given on that day, unless the Chachamim disagree, and they say no, that Ola is in the same category as everything else, Shelo Lishmo is Sheira. So Amar Balazar, Rabbi Oshaya, this is the biggest Chiddush, Mach Shiraya ben Beteru Pesach Sheshachto Shacharit Barbasar. If you brought a Pesach Lishmo on the morning of the 14th, Kasher, the Kule Yoma Zimnai. According to Ben Beteira, a Pesach can be brought in the entire Erev Pesach. That's an unbelievable statement. That's what he believes. Otherwise, why would Ben Beteira say that if you brought a Pesach Shalom Lishmo in the morning, it's Pasul? Must be because he believes that's Zman HaPesach. So it says, Umay Ki'ilu. Well, in the Mishnah, it says that when you shecht in the morning of the 14th, it's if you shecht it down in the afternoon of the 14th. That shouldn't be Ki'ilu. It should be, that's Kasher. And Samar says, no, I did Rabbi Yeshua ki'ilu. Since Rabbi Yeshua used the word ki'ilu as if it was done on the 13th, then iunami ki'ilu. But really, he believes that it is totally fine. Samar says, yochi, ademifkalei b'shelo lishmo, lifkalo b'shmo. Forget about lo lishmo. Why are they arguing about the morning of the 14th, shelo lishmo? Let them argue about lishmo on the morning of the 14th. That's a bigger chiddush. That, if I bring up Pesach lishmo on the morning of the 14th, then Matera says, kasher. And the Tanakhama says, pasul. It says, if I thought the argument is Shmo, I would have thought, that maybe Rabbi Yeshua would agree. The morning of the 14th is so close to the Zman, that Lo Lishmo then is problematic. Even though I disagree with you that if you do a Pesach, then it's not kosher. But nevertheless, Lo Lishmo should be Pasul because it's close to Ben Arbaim. It's that day is designated for the Pesach. To behold, Miksato Roi, since part of the day is Roi, the Pesach, the whole day should have some shame Pesach to it. So, Gemash Malon, that it's not the case. Vakti ben Arbayim. What about the fact? What are you going to do with the fact that the Torah says specifically that the Korban Pesach we brought Ben Arabayim? But they're saying it's in the morning. That's not Ben Arabayim. Well, I'll tell you what you do. That Amar Lua Braid Rabbi Lai Ben Shnei Aravim. Wait, what is Ben Arabayim? Ben Arabayim means between the night of yesterday and the night of today. When does the night of yesterday end? At Olot HaShachar. When does the night of today start? Shkia. So that's it. All day is Ben Arabayim. Ben Erev of yesterday to Erev of today. So Mar says, oh, wait a minute. That means that Ben Arabayim always means all day. So Tamid, the Korban Tamid that we say every morning, Dichtib, Ben Arabayim. What are you going to do with Ben Arabayim? We said, right, a Korban Achad Baboker, and the Kevz Achad that said Baboker, and the Chedor Yisrael Achad, a Shenit that said Ben Arabayim. So what are you going to say? Hachi Nami Dekulu Yomel Kasher, you can make the Tamid all day. Mar says, Adam Iftiv, the Kevz Achad Baboker, that Michlal, the Ben Arabayim Mamash. That if the one is in the morning, then obviously the second one is in the afternoon. Somebody says, Imachaba Boker, Vidach Kula Yoma. Say one is in the morning and the other one is all day long. Somebody says, no, it says the Kevin says Chad Baboker, Veloshnaim Baboker. We have a meal. There's only one Korban Tamid brought in the Boker, none other brought in the Boker. So Neirot, what are you gonna do with that bucket? Neirot, Echlib Ben Arabayim. Achanami Dekula Moyoma Kasher. Also all day it should be Kasher. Says Shani Altum Dechlib Me'erev Ad Boker. There's clear, it's explicit. The Torah says that it has to last, the candle must last, be lit to last Me'erev Ad Boker. All night, not all day. Vitanya, Me'erev Ad Boker, Tein La Midatash, Et Olechet Olechet Me'erev Ad Boker. You have to give enough oil into the Seifel, into the Menorah, so that it should last all night. What does that mean, that Olechet Me'erev Ad Boker, that has to last all night? That means that even in the longest nights of the year, that means now where we are in Tevet, we're coming into Tevet, Kufat Tevet, when that's the longest night of the year, at that point in time, you have to put enough oil in that it'll last all night. So over here too, all year round, you have to put in that same amount of oil. The amount of oil that would make it last all night in Tevet, you put in around all year, so there'll be extra oil. And that's what Rashi says over here, Eino Chanami. You have, Ubatamuz of Nisan B'Tishrei, the rest of the year, Tadik Shlish Ayom, Loich Batlan. The candle will keep going, the Neirot will keep being burning. So they burnt all night, and they'll continue burning into the day. Why not? What does that bother us? As long as they're lit all night, that's fine. But if they continue into the day, no detraction. But on Tevet, where it's all night, it's the longest night, we have to ensure that it lasts all night. Therefore, all year round, they put in that volume of oil that would make sure that it works through the longest night of the year. And Shita Mugwetza points out that in other places, Tosfot mentions that they used to use thicker wicks. That during the winter months, when it was a longer night, they used the same amount of oil to get through the whole night, but they used thinner wicks. Then in the summer months, they would use thicker wicks that would burn the oil off faster, and that way it would last only all night, no matter what time of year. At Tevet, you would use the thinner wicks, and during the rest of the year, you use the thicker wicks. But it would be the same log of shemen, the same amount of shemen that is required all year round, enough to make it work during the Tkuvat Tevet, the longest nights of the year. The davar acher, another thing we learn now from this, in the chavodak shira me'er vad boker zubil vad. So only one type of avodah that is kasher all night, that works all night, is to have the candles lit all night. So therefore, the Ben Arabayim there, it doesn't matter, it has nothing to do with when you light it. That's new that. So you do it in the afternoon because you need the oil to last all night. The light in the morning, you can't put in, you have to put in so much oil to light all night. It won't work. So Gemara says, Ketoret, what are you going to do about Ketoret? Ketoret Ben Arabayim. Achanami, Dekulo Yoma Kasher for Ketoret. Gemara says, no, Shani Ketoret, Deid Kish LeNeirot. There's a heckish between Ketoret and Neirot. It's just like Neirot. Ben Arabayim does not mean all day. So to over here, Ben Arabayim by the Ketoret will not mean all day. So Hotam Namiktiv, Shamtis Bachat Pesach, Ba'erev. Wait a minute, by Pesach it says Ba'erev, literally, not just Ben Arabayim, but Ba'erev, in the afternoon or in the evening, coming into the afternoon. It says, Ha'uli'ichur davarhu da'ata. That comes to tell you that it has to delay the Pesach, which means, D'tanya, Yuchar davar shenemo Ba'erev, u'ben Arabayim, the davar shenemo bo ela ben Arabayim buvad. That means if you come into the afternoon, and you have a tamid shel Ben Arabayim to be shecht, and the Korban Pesach, which one goes first? The Gemara says that the Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim goes first and the Pesach goes afterwards. In general, the Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim has to be the last Korban. That's what we say in Korbanot every morning in the Abayi Yasad, the Siddur, the Meracha. The last one is, Aleh HaShleim Kol B'Ganat Kulam. That all Korbanot have to be finished on the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim will be the last Korban. The one exception to that rule is Pesach. Because Pesach has two descriptions by it. It says Erev and says Ben Arabayim by it. Korban Tamid only has one description of the time, which is Ben Arabayim. So therefore the Gemara says, Yavo Pesach, Shnemar Shnei Dvarim, Erev and Ben Arabayim, and that will go after the Korban Tamid that only has Ben Arabayim about it. So now it will turn out to be, which will be the question of the Gemara, we'll deal with this tomorrow, which is that we have a quirky thing. In the morning, if you bring the korban at Pesach, fine, you don't have to worry about it, you bring it and you don't have to wait. Whereas if you bring it in the afternoon, after it's already the Zman of Tamid Shavuot Arbayim, you have to wait to bring it after the Tamid Shavuot Arbayim. So in the morning, there's no qualification of bringing it after the Tamid Shavuot Arbayim. So you can bring it and not worry about the Tamid. In the afternoon, all of a sudden, the Tamid Shavuot Arbayim you have to bring, then you must bring the Tamid Shavuot Arbayim first, and then the Pesach only afterwards. That's a wild concept. That something will be something that has a din all day, then all of a sudden their din will change when it gets into the Zman of the Tamid Shavuot Ben Arbayim. You might well ask that question tomorrow and bring us examples of cases like that. Okay, we'll stop over here.